Greg, how then did specifically the question of Atlantis come up with Edgar Cayce?
Well, it started coming up in readings when he was giving the life readings, and he would tell people that they had a past life in Lemuria, which was before Atlantis, and also in Atlantis. And most of these people had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lives, although some of them had less. But the Aerie actually, the Aerie didn't exist, and the people who were doing the readings actually had some specific readings done where Cayce laid out the history of Atlantis. And actually, those are rather long, and that's where we've gotten a lot of the information from.
As he began then to talk about Atlantis, I mean, what did he say? Did he say it was extraterrestrial, that it was just simply earthbound people? What was it?
Well, earthbound people, yes, they were human beings like us. He said that Atlantis started around 200,000 years ago. He gave a location for it, which was basically impossible, at least most people would think it's impossible, and that is that it extended from the Straits of Gibraltar all the way to the Bahamas.
But huge. Must have been a huge continent.
Well, if it was a continent, if you actually read Cayce, there's nowhere where he says it was one huge solid landmass, and it depends how you want to interpret that. And he was actually asked by in one of the readings, is it a solid continent? Is it a single landmass? And he wouldn't answer it. He did say that in roughly 50,000 BC, it began breaking up, and that five large islands appeared. The main island he called Poseidia, and Poseidia was made up of Bimini and Andros and the Great Bahama Bank, which for the first time, at least in my life, we went over the Great Bahama Bank from Bimini to Andros on a boat, and it is we took the depth all the way, and it varied from 2.5 feet deep to no more than 20 feet all the way. Most of it's 10 to 12 feet deep. So it was above the surface during the last ice age. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, so in these regions then, perhaps a larger structure that started breaking up into little pieces.
Into five large islands and lots of others. And actually, Plato called it an island empire, that there were many, many islands, and that by hopping from island to island, you could eventually get to the opposite continent.
Did he talk, Greg, about the people on these islands or in this region and the kind of technology that they had?
Oh, yes. He talked about the technology, and apparently they reached their highest level of technology before what's called the second destruction of Atlantis, which took place in 28,000 B.C. At that time, according to Cayce, they had blimp-like flying ships or dirigibles. And the technology that I talk about with the Atlanteans is not the fantastic technology that some people will tell you, that they had spaceships and so on. Cayce did say they had underwater ships like submarines.
All right.
They had these blimp-like flying ships that used hot air, basically, or gas, to propel themselves. But the gas was created by a crystal which focused the rays of the sun into a small beam, and that it heated air enough to where it could float these dirigibles and also propel them. They also used this crystal beam for navigation to go from one place to another, and for communication, which a lot of people think that might be a laser. Some people have suggested he might be talking about something like fiber optics.
I remember when I was a kid, we had our crystal radio sets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about crystals outside of this, but the technology that they had was fairly high in 28,000 B.C. There was, again, this island of Poseidia. There was a main city there, and he called the waters off of it Parpha, which I don't know of anywhere that we can match that to, except perhaps maybe the Gulf was called that then.
Okay.
But they did have a technology, but he said it was destroyed in 28,000 B.C., and by the time of the final destruction of Atlantis in roughly 10,000 B.C., they had never reached the same technology that they had in 28,000 B.C.
Now, did these Atlanteans then, once the area was destroyed, were some of them able to get away?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that leads to the extraterrestrial question. Casey said that sometime before, several hundred years before the final destruction of Atlantis, there were some specific individuals who were basically priests. And what these priests did was they used crystals to communicate with higher powers, higher energies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the priests got communications from other worlds. That's how it's worded. And these communications told this priest of the impending doom and destruction of Atlantis. And strangely, in that reading, it even says that the plan to create the records of Atlantis was hatched through these communications. This priest then apparently took it to others, and they came up with the Three Hall of Records idea. And a lot of people did flee then. They migrated off the islands to South America, to North America, specifically in the eastern part of North America, where the Iroquois were.
Okay.
And he said that the pure red race were the Atlanteans, and they actually became the leaders of what we know historically as the Iroquois. Some of them went to Egypt. Some of them went to the Gobi Desert. Some went to Iberia, particularly a part of Iberia called the Pyrenees Mountains, which is between Spain and France.
Why didn't they all go together to one specific spot?
I don't know. That's not in the readings. It doesn't say. Some of them didn't leave. Some people just refused to believe it and didn't leave.
And they died.
Absolutely. That Casey says that, and Plato actually says that almost everybody that was on the islands died. He said that some people that were in high areas might have survived. Plato talks a lot about various destructions.
And about the destruction, and then we'll get into the Hall of Records. Did
sure.
Casey talk about how Atlantis was destroyed?
He did talk about water rising very quickly. Most people have linked it to perhaps a pole shift. That's not in the readings about the destruction of Atlantis. Casey did talk about pole shifts that had gone on. But no, it was some sort of a cataclysm that caused tidal waves and earthquakes and so on. We've linked it to what's known as the Carolina Bays event, which occurred around 10,000 BC when a comet fractured and millions of pieces struck the east coast of America and the Bahamas and Cuba and all that area.